Thank you for joining us for Keeping You Informed with topics of interest for you and your family.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Edna Parrish. Our topic today is worship at work. Now, you're probably trying to figure out, well, if I'm working, how can I worship? Would my company allow that? Here to talk about that today is our guest, Adam Smith. Good morning and welcome, Adam.
Hey, good morning, Edna. Thank you.
Adam is the worship leader at Agape Fellowship Church. He's also an artist, and he has produced an album, a Christian album, in fact, called Worship at Work, Adam Smith. You know, that was a question that I kind of asked myself when I met you first, when you were on the show earlier with your pastor, and we began to talk about some of the things that you do at the church as well as worshiping. But your album in particular, Worship at Work, you said you produced this for people specifically who are on the job.
Yes. It's primarily for anybody that has a job to realize that their vocation is an integral part of their destiny. I mean, what we do for a living is very important to God. It's not separate from what we do at our church, for example. So this album is designed to help people worship in the context of God blessing what they do for a living, that the purpose in that vocation would be fulfilled.
Are you suggesting that people actually be able to listen to this music while they're at their desk?
That's one of the things that people said to me when I started to do this, because there is no marketplace worship section at the Christian bookstore. There's no preconceived notion of what this is. So a lot of people thought it was hold music that you'd put on the phone.
Right.
Other people thought, well, I'll just play this on my computer while I'm working.
Yes.
And maybe people could do that, but it's really to worship maybe in your car on the way to work or before work or after work, but to really in your time with the Lord of worshiping, get a heart for your job or the company that you own or the company that you work for and see what the Lord wants to do there.
Let's take a sample of one of the cuts off of the album, Intercessory Praise and Worship for the Marketplace. This first cut, let's set it up before we introduce it. Remember the Blood.
Sure. The first song in this album is about the blood of Jesus. And it's natural that no matter what we do, no matter how good we are, we always need to be covered in the blood of Jesus.
Right.
And so the first track is about the blood, and it has to do with the priest in the Old Testament. When they would go in to make the offering for sin, they knew that if it wasn't for the blood, even of the blood of the Messiah who was to come, this was for naught. And the last thing they would have done to them before they go into the Holy of Holies is be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. And as they walk in before the presence of the Lord, the only thing that God would see would be that blood. And they would say, oh Lord, remember the blood, because they have no righteousness in and of themselves. And today we still need the blood covering over our lives. And so it goes about the Old Testament and then about the New Testament today. So that's
right.
What this is about.
Okay, we're going to set that up and then have people take a listen to it. This is Adam Smith and Remember the Blood.
That I need to wear, sprinkle it all. And as I come, I say, remember the blood. Remember the blood. Remember the blood of Jesus, Lord my God. Remember the blood.
All right. Keeping that in mind, do you think that people would be distracted from their jobs as they start to think and worship and think about the Lord?
Hopefully they wouldn't be distracted. I mean, the most important thing at a job is to do what you're being paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
But do it unto the Lord, as if you're working for the Lord, obviously. And a lot of people do have the freedom to listen to CDs while they work. My sister, for example, Julie, is listening to CDs and music during the day. I've got other friends that program and they listen to music and stuff during the day. And so some people have that freedom, but other folks really should use this as a tool before, you know, and after work. But this first song is a worship song, and it's to really get in the presence of the Lord and thank God for the blood covering over our lives.
How new is this to the workplace? because we're finding, we saw yesterday with students beginning with their ministry, see you at the polls as they begin to pray before they go to school. Mm-hmm. And in the workplace with so much going on, you know, nationwide, and we look at the scandals and things that are going on from the top level of our executives on down to the janitor, or those people who are having difficulty on the job. How new is worship in the workplace?
I think people that are Christian worship God, but to specifically apply scriptures to their vocation is a new thing, and that's one of the new things about this album, as we may find on the last track, is that we take scriptures and find the wisdom of God inside those scriptures that would apply to what we do for a living specifically. And it is becoming apparent that Christians in the workplace and at school are going to be the vehicle for reaching the lost, obviously, because that's where the people are. Jesus always went to where the people were. In the marketplaces is where the people were. Even his disciples, none of them were church folks. None of them were rabbis. They were all business people.
They were learning on the job.
Yeah, really. They're fishermen or tax collectors or doctors.
Yes.
Why is that? Why is that the heart of God chose for his disciples those that were not in the church, so to speak? Because the people that work are where the people are that need the Lord.
Indeed. You know, it ministers to me as I took the CD home and listened to it, and I know that my husband heard it and wanted to take it back for the people in their office to listen to. And he thought it really, really touched their hearts as well. You had founded this company along with Rachel Smith. Who is Rachel?
That's my wife.
Rachel Adam.
Yeah, that's my beautiful wife of 7 years.
Tell me more about Worship at Work, some of the other things that you do. You're a multimedia company, I understand.
Well, the Worship at Work kind of started as I would just pray and worship God over my company and my family and stuff. So I would just open my Bible and God would lead me to scriptures, and I would just sing spontaneously from the Bible and worship the Lord to his word and sing and begin to declare over my life, my family, my company, what the heart of God was. And out of that came the Worship at Work album that the Lord finally said, okay, you've been doing this long enough. I want you to record this so other folks can do this. So for a living, I'm a web developer, and I continue to do this as part of my practice. Just when I pray, this is who I am, and this is how I pray. I take the Bible and I sing it, you know, spontaneously to the Lord. So
why make up something when it's already there?
I mean, you can't go wrong with these lyrics, you know.
Any particular Old and New Testament, or just wherever your heart
leads? It's all over. You know, think about how much wisdom is in one scripture. If we had the revelation of one scripture, because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is living and active. And there is so much wisdom, even in one scripture, that if we could have the revelation about it, it would change our lives. And it does change our lives. That's why as we read, we grow, and faith begins to stir in our hearts, and we're able to change by the Word of God.
And I like the idea that you go to the Bible. Give us another one of, here's this one, Nicodemus. So tell us about that one.
This is about Nicodemus.
Yeah.
And the guy, Nicodemus, we don't know a whole lot about him, but I take some creative license and talk about how when Jesus was a little boy in the temple, that there were elders that were amazed at his wisdom, even when Jesus was a 12-year-old boy. And I surmise that Nicodemus may have been one of those men who was then one of the teachers of Israel when Jesus came into the fullness of his ministry at the age of 30. And he came to him at night and said, you know, there's something up with you, Jesus. You know, what's going on? And Jesus cuts straight and he says, look, you must be born again.
All right.
And so this is what that's about. And today, there's a lot of people, especially in America, that have heard the gospel, but maybe have not made a decision to trust the Lord for salvation. And it's still true that even though they may have heard the gospel a couple years ago, it's still true today that you must be born again. And so for people that have had, you know, church experiences and had, you know, the word preached to them, it still, of course, is true today that you need to get saved. You must be born again.
Our guest is Adam Smith, and he is the CEO and founder, along with his wife, Rachel, of Worship at Work, an album that he has published for people to use on the job to minister to themselves and to their coworkers in their workplace. You were sharing with me about an upcoming fall conference with the International Christian Chamber of Commerce, USA, and Marketplace Leaders. Finding Security in a Shaky World is the theme. You're going to be at that conference.
Yeah, they've asked me to do the worship for that. It's in Hilton Head, South Carolina, at the end of October, beginning of November. And the International Christian Chamber of Commerce is an organization that uses biblical business principles to impact other nations, especially third world countries, where they want business development, they want, you know, I guess capitalism, they want, you know, the prosperity of business and what, you know, the United States has done primarily. But they don't necessarily want the Bible to come in. And yet the International Christian Chamber of Commerce has been so successful because they're based on the Bible that they've been invited by countries, especially China, to come in and teach the people how to do business. But they've said, well, don't say that it's from the Bible. You can say maybe it's from a book of wisdom or something, but don't quote the Bible. And yet, of course, people are coming to the Lord. People are being saved as they learn how to do business after the Word of God. And it is beginning to change that nation.
And it's interesting that even though they're the Christian Chamber of Commerce, they're told not to quote the Bible, but yet and still, or say it's the Bible, they use those scriptures. I thought we were told not to be ashamed of the gospel.
Right. And because of the rules and the boundaries that are set upon them by the government,
right,
they honor those things. And yet the Lord has given them a way to demonstrate that the truth of his word, it cannot be chained. And they are still able to impact that nation.
And you were telling me about even in third world countries, they're giving their life to Christ overhearing these messages from the Bible.
Yeah, it really is an exciting thing that they're doing in China, especially with the International Christian Chamber of Commerce. And the other guy, the Marketplace Leaders guy, his name is Oz Hillman. And he's an author, and he's written books for the Marketplace for the last 7 years or so. And so he's really keyed into what I'm doing and is excited about that, too.
Very good. As we get ready to close out, we have a few more minutes left in the show. Proclaiming His Word is the final song on the album.
This is a 45-minute track that was spontaneously given to us by the Holy Spirit. As we had the scriptures on the piano, and I told my drummer and my guitarist, I said, just follow me. Let's see what the Lord will do. And this really is how I worship. And so this is an example of that.
All right. As we close out, Adam Smith.
Oh, my God.
Adam Smith with Proclaiming His Word. Adam, our time is so short, it's gone, but how can people get in touch with if they want to find out more about Worship at Work and some of the work that you're doing in the Christian ministries?
The best thing is to go to the website, worshipatwork.com. It's A-T, not the at symbol. Worshipatwork.com. You can buy the album there, read testimonies of people that have written in, that have gotten the album. There's a lot of resources there for folks at worshipatwork.com.
Indeed, there is more than one way to praise and worship the Lord, and we've seen it here, even at the workplace. Thank you all for listening. I'm Edna Parrish.
This has been Keeping You Informed.